but the time is 5 o'clock.
Daring to dream of a better world for us all. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Radio that's passionate, genuine, and personal. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
This is how I tell it.
Ron Robinson here with another edition of Pages, Radio for Readers. Here for you for the next half hour. And then it's Eat Your Arts and Vegetables, Tolly the Brave. Wow, the shelves are getting bare here as we get prepared for a major overhaul. When you know more details, we'll know more details and I'll share. And there's something coming, I know. Don't fret. It's all good. This half hour, what's on? The Winnipeg Public Library. Reader's Book of Days. Time for a little humor, I'll say indeed, which is a little reflection on something we're going to play on the Saturday morning show. And I think we'll take a quick look at the Free Press book pages from last Saturday. Oh, I know we will. Say we take a quick look at the weather first and foremost, yes. At the moment, mostly cloudy skies and 21. Breezy, but that's going to drop off. So tonight, clearing skies and low of 11. And then for Friday, mainly sunny. I'll repeat that. Mainly sunny, 21 degrees, but windy. Yes, the good, the bad, the ugly. It is 2 minutes after five. No, you know who I am. You know where we are. So I'm just thinking that what's on the Winnipeg Public Library. I've gone to the website, you can too. Always have a look at their what's on. In this case, I've looked a little further ahead. We often say, you know, I do the Saturday weekend, but you can look farther ahead, like, shall we say, June 13th. Well, why not? So Hugh John McDonald's Winnipeg, a downtown walking tour with moi, Ron Robinson. Take a walk from his home at the Delnavert Museum to the Millennium Library. En route, he will introduce you to the many downtown sites that touched his life. Again, Saturday, June 13th, noon till 1:30. Of course, it's outdoors. We go rain, we go shine. You have to register, but that's all right. There are 20 seats left. That's a max. 20 seems to work. And then as well, we're going to do it again on Saturday, June 20th. Exactly the same time, place, etc. We start from Delnavert, which is on Carlton Street, just off Broadway. Finish at the local history room for you. A chance to find out more about your house, who was in the Henderson directories. Or if you grew up out of town, those big books on the history of places like Russell, Manitoba, etc., etc., are to be found on the shelves there. And they have a lot of material that doesn't circulate, but some great books of photographs and paintings that if you want to know a bit of background on Winnipeg. And you can have a look for your own genealogical searches there in the local history room at the downtown Millennium Library. Come and join us then. Register for Saturday, June 13th or Saturday, June 20th from noon till 1:30. As well, coming up the library here, I've often keep an eye out for the movies, and I see there's a documentary coming up, Mad About the Boy, the Noel Coward story. Extraordinary life of playwright, singer, actor, composer, director, rose from poverty to stardom while keeping his sexuality a secret. It's 91 minutes, Saturday, June 13th, if I ready to decide, say, this would work. You'll be at the library anyways. Saturday, June 13th from 2 to 3:30 in the Carol Shields Auditorium. You don't have to register for that. It's an open event. You can drop in. There's a good number of seats in that little theater there. There you are. What's on at the Winnipeg Public Library? Big concert and well-deserved. And that's this Saturday for Ron Paley. Ron Paley tribute concert. Nice piece, big piece in the Winnipeg Free Press today. We'll talk more about it on Saturday, the Saturday morning show. May 23rd, 8 p.m. tickets, Burton Cummings Theater. And I like towards the end, they ask him about all his work and the big band and the like and what really counts. And he said, there ain't nothing like a big band.
There ain't nothing like a big band.
picture. From a 2-CD set, Bring 'Em Back, Ron Paley Big Band and More. First CD, Acoustic Big Band and More. Second CD, Electric Big Band and More. Ron Paley, keyboard player, arranger, mentor, history like you wouldn't believe unless you read today's Winnipeg Free Press. I got to sing with Ron Paley. Okay, it was a verse. We were doing a Coronation Street hoo-ha, the old Eaton's, big restaurant there. My producer said, no, you sing a verse. There you are. At 508, Ron Paley was there to play electric keyboard for us. 508, I gave you the weather, it's not my fault. And I'm looking at this Saturday. Write this down. Write it down on the back of your hand. Book sale, supporting the Winnipeg Public Library. Friends of the Winnipeg Public Library, holding an annual fundraising book sale. Where this time? Pembina Curling Club. Where's that? 1341 Pembina Highway. This Saturday, I'll repeat that, this Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 3:30, both days. So, books, nonfiction, fiction, yes. Gently used, exactly. Also DVDs, CDs, LPs. Every purchase helps support programs and projects through the Winnipeg Public Library. Reminder, bring a reusable bag. More information, well, I wouldn't go that far. But anyways, visit friendswpl.ca. I'll repeat that. This Saturday, 10 till 3:30, Pembina Curling Club. Be there. Be square. Get your elbows up, because we'll be there at 5:09. Also, today's Winnipeg Free Press, I see that Flavie Deluce author Alan Bradley has died. Fighting a cold here, but it's not British to talk about it. In today's Free Press, died at the age of 87. Loved his first book of Flavia. 11-year-old super sleuth, I'll say. If Sherlock Holmes had a child, it would have been Flavia. The 12th book in that series will come out this November. But my recommendation to you, and I reviewed it for the Free Press, and I put my money where my mouth is the first book. Which is good to know, because that book, The Sweetness of the Bottom of the Pie, featuring Martin Freeman, is due to be released later this year. Time weird, because Martin Freeman, you'll remember, played Dr. Watson to Benedict Cumberbatch in the TV series for that. So he didn't start writing fiction. He published that novel in when he was 70. He'd worked in another field. So hope for us all is what you're saying there? Yes. Hope that puts a smile on your face. Speaking of a smile, this Saturday, anniversary. BBC, they may have regretted this, agreed to 13 episodes from Monty Python.
Well, the weather for the whole area will continue much the same as the past few days. Temperatures 17 centigrade, that's 49 Fahrenheit. Winds will freshen later tonight to southwest, force 6 or 7. And there will be showers, sometimes heavy in many... Oh, sod it. I didn't want to do this. I don't want to be a weather forecaster. I don't want to rabbit on all day about sunny periods and patches of rain spreading from the west. I want it to be a lumberjack leaping from tree to tree as they float down the mighty rivers of British Columbia. The giant redwood, the larch, the fir, the mighty Scots pine, the lofty flowering cherry, the plucky little aspen, the limping rude tree of Nigeria, the towering wattle of Aldershot, the maidenhead creeping water plant, the naughty Leicestershire flashing oak, the flatulent elm of West Ruislip, the Quercus maximus bamba gascoini, the Epigillus levata hueus greenus. With my best buddy by my side, we'd sing, sing, sing. I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesdays I go shopping and have butter scones for tea.
He goes to the lavatory. On Wednesday, he goes shopping, and his butter scones for tea.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay.
sleeps all night and I works all day. I cut down trees, I skip and jump, I like to press wildflowers. I put on women's clothing and hang around in bars. Cut down trees, I wear high heels, suspenders and a bra. I wish I'd been a girly, just like my dear papa.
Upside Down. The Upside Down CD. Now, Monty Python sings at 13 minutes after 5. Looking at Reader's Book of Days, put together by Tom Nisley. Don't tell me. It should be May the 21st. Born on this day in 1688. Alexander Pope. He of the Rape of the Lock. The Dunciad, if you slugged away here in literature at the University of Winnipeg, or before, in the early days when it was United College. Wesley Collins, yeah. Died on this day in 1926. What a strange boy. Ronald Furbank, author. And died on this day in 2000. Barbara Cartland. The gloss she had, I had a feeling they used to pump peanut oil through. There she's sitting on her chaise longue. And towards the end, she didn't actually write her books. She had an amanuensis. She would simply dictate them. And they sold gazillions. Wondering how that could be done. A Reader's Book of Days. I think we'll stop there. There's always more, but at 5:14, because... Well, I've got the book pages here, but before we do that, big piece last Saturday, if you can still get it, or if you subscribe, you can look it up online, and that's Mike McCourt. That's wrong. The man who covered crime for so long, for CJOB, etc., and then turned to sports... and covers the Jets so well and travels for the NHL. Did a nice piece. Anyways, did a 4,000 piece on the Winnipeg racetrack, Assiniboia Downs. Got there for 5:30 in the morning or something to see a full day of it. Recommended, and it's a wonderful time out because we used to go to the Sherlock Holmes Club there. My father used to run down at the finish line, whacking away with his program at the fence as if that would make the winner... come even quicker.
Buying a mare like that, but buy her if you must. He bit the end off his cigar and spat it in the dust. She's old, she's lame and barren too, she's not worth feed and hay. But I'll give her this. He blew smoke at me, she was something in her day. I recall her well 10 years ago. She was a winner in her prime. She was fast and lean and willing, but they raced her past her time. And though she had the heart, her legs were gone, and it wasn't hard to see. They kept her at it in the hopes of just one more small victory. So she was shunted round from track to track, from Kentucky up to Maine. The They'd run her in cheap claimers, all doped up to mask her pain. And if it's my advice you want, I'd say the poor thing's had her day. You'd be throwing good cash after bad, it's best you turned away. Well, they led her around the auction shed, and the bidding started low. She'll go for dog food, someone said, the market's been that slow. But she raised her head and pricked her ears, and before the hammer fell, she was mine. My friend turned round to me. You're soft-headed, I can tell. But she's been shoved from pillar to post, said I, and always done her best. They used her up, they wrung her dry. You'd think she'd earned her rest. So if she does not but end her days beneath some shady tree, I'll have saved her from the knacker's yard, and that's enough for me. She's filled out some since then. The more so since she's been in full, she eats enough for ten. And this morn as I crept to the barn around about 3:30, there stood nursing on still trembling legs one more small victory.
Rogers from his CD Small Victories. And it was Mike McIntyre who wrote that wonderful article on racing in Assiniboia Downs and all that. Behind the track, the daily life there. And I see a special this weekend at the track. Saturday, May 23rd, 11 to 11 p.m. Sunday, May 24th, 11 to 9. 30 plus food trucks and food vendors. Live bands, tattoo, pop-up, kids entertainment. So $7 admission for that. And I'm guessing there's racing as well. Could be. They were doing Tuesday and Wednesday, but if I were you, I'd go to Assiniboia Downs for their website. I saw a few contradictions from different locations. They're at the post. They're off.
Hi, I'm Linda Holman, author of The Devil on Her Tongue, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM.
Thank you very much, Linda. I'm looking at the Winnipeg First book pages, as we promised. The big book from last Saturday was reviewed by Gene Walls, who is the author of Happiness is a Rare Bird, Living the Birding Life. He's quite serious about it. So he says, these two newly released bird books couldn't be more different. Jackie Morris and Robert McFarlane's The Book of Birds is artful and poetic. Louis Lefebvre's book, A Bird's IQ, is analytical and academic. Each would make an attractive addition to the libraries of people interested in birds, but not without certain provisos. You're going to have to read the review. He'll simply say, while he talks about, North America, there are now 3 billion fewer, birds than there were a century ago. How many more canaries and coal mines do we need? So that makes any book on birds a melancholy account. The Book of Birds, overtly so, and A Bird's IQ by implication. Ironically, potentially tragically, we're so smart, we're contributing more and more to their demise. So the books he was talking about, The Book of Birds, and the other one, A Bird's IQ, and I'm not sure whether that's in the bookstores or not, or at the library, I should say. Up to you to check it out. Also, they do a section every Saturday on what's now out in paperback, from hardcover to paperback. Class Clown, The Memoirs of a Professional Wise Ass by Dave Barry. Longtime author and humorist, we like Dave Barry, details his childhood, the early days of his journalism career, and his rise to fame as a humor columnist. Say, I see the Beaver, only now it's called Canada's History Magazine, has won an award, a magazine award, and I get emails from the Canadian History Museum since we were down there. Canadian History Museum has an interactive exhibition. It's going to run right through the summer if you're down in Ottawa. Yes, featuring the Beaver.
There's a beaver in my backyard. He's cutting down our trees. My dad has asked him nicely, but he just will not leave. He's dragging branches in our pool, packing them with mud. We're afraid the next time that it rains, there's gonna be a flood. Beavers live near water. They love quiet lakes and streams. The one that's in our backyard likes the city best, it seems. With big buck teeth and flat black tail, he's really quite a sight. He's a busy little beaver, 'cause he's working day and night. There's a beaver in my backyard. He's cutting down our trees. Dad has asked him nicely, but he just will not leave. He's dragging branches in our pool and packing them with mud. We're afraid the next time that it rains, there's gonna be a flood. Mom says beavers are famous for the fur that's on their back. If he cuts down another tree, Dad'll have a heart attack. When he slaps the water with his tail, I think it's pretty funny. The kids at school think it's cool, his picture's on our money. There's a beaver in my backyard, he's cutting down our trees. My dad has asked him nicely, but he just will not leave. He's dragging branches in our pool and packing them with mud. We're afraid the next time that it rains, there's gonna be a flood.
Aaron Burnett with Beaver in My Backyard from his CD, Call of the Wild. Local boy makes good. He does great bluegrass as well. I'm Ron Robinson. You've been listening to Pages, Radio for Readers. I'm here for you every Thursday, 5 to 5:30. Archive, too. And don't forget, we're back Saturday morning with Carol for the cleverly named Saturday Morning Radio program. Some of what you heard and some in more detail. Leave you now to say stay tuned for Eat Your Arts and Vegetables. They're just on the other side of the door here. Leave you with Boy Golden from his CD Best of All Possible Lives. And this is The Matter at Hand.
Took all of my high hopes, buried them in the sand. I buried all of them bad jokes, honey, and was dealing with the matter at hand. Faded jeans and a pipe dream, we were taking a stand. We knew that it was a long shot, honey, but we were gonna take the chance. Some news for these old men, digging their own graves.
drunk in the parking lot, and